Hi, 财富 bonus.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's my pleasure too. The pleasure is mine.
I'm very glad to meet you.
Same here. I've been looking forward to meeting you for a long time. 再见的时候。
It was a pleasure meeting you.
The pleasure was all mine.
Nice talking to you.
It's been nice talking to you too. Extra achievement. 今天为大家准备的超级单词就是 pleasure. 请大家欣赏 Jim 老师的 pronunciation.
Are you here on business or for pleasure? It's always a pleasure to visit Beijing. Please let me help you. It's my pleasure. It's a pleasure for me to teach you English. It's a pleasure for me to learn English from you. May I have the pleasure of dancing with you?
Do you say that? May I have the pleasure of dancing with you?
Or, simply, you go over to a girl and say, May I have the pleasure?
Oh, may I have the pleasure? 这是一个简短的方式。我们请 Jim 老师用三句法朗读一遍 as quickly, as loudly, as clearly as possible.
Are you here on business or for pleasure? It's always a pleasure to visit Beijing. Please let me help you. It's my pleasure. It's a pleasure for me to teach you English. It's a pleasure for me to learn English from you. May I have the pleasure of dancing with you?
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Long time no see. I'm really glad to see you.
I'm so happy to hear that. It's good to see you too.
What have you been doing these days?
I've been busy with my studies. 亲爱的朋友们，现在是 Unit 3. I'm sorry, I'm so late. 让我们疯狂起来和 Jim 老师一起努力讲一口纯正的英语。举一反三。Drill. Number one.
I'm sorry I can't come.
Number two.
I'm sorry I yelled at you last night.
Number three.
I'm sorry I can't help you.
Number four.
I'm sorry I overslept.
Number five.
I'm sorry I lost your book.
Number six.
I'm sorry I dialed the wrong number.
Number seven.
I'm sorry I thought you were somebody else.
Number eight.
I'm sorry I have to cancel the appointment.
Number nine.
I'm sorry I didn't notice you.
Number 10.
I'm sorry I forgot to tell him.
Number 11.
I'm sorry I forgot your name.
Number 12.
I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday.
Number 13.
I'm so sorry I spilled milk on your sofa.
Number 14.
I'm so sorry I wrecked your car.
Number 15.
I'm sorry I forgot our appointment.
我请 Jim 老师 as quickly as possible 将这十五句话朗诵一遍。
I'm sorry I can't come. I'm sorry I yelled at you last night. I'm sorry I can't help you. I'm sorry I overslept. I'm sorry I lost your book. I'm sorry I dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry I thought you were somebody else. I'm sorry I have to cancel the appointment. I'm sorry I didn't notice you. I'm sorry I forgot to tell him. I'm sorry I forgot your name. I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday. I'm so sorry I spilled milk on your sofa. I'm so sorry I wrecked your car. I'm sorry I forgot our appointment. I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. Well, all right, let me try it again. I'm sorry I can't come. I'm sorry I yelled at you last night. I'm sorry I can't help you. I'm sorry I overslept. I'm sorry I lost your book. I'm sorry I dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry I thought you were somebody else. I'm sorry I have to cancel the appointment. I'm sorry I didn't notice you. I'm sorry I forgot to tell him. I'm sorry I forgot your name. I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday. I'm so sorry I spilled milk on your sofa. I'm so sorry I wrecked your car. I'm sorry I forgot our appointment.
Jim, I'm sorry I can't come.
It's okay. No problem.
I'm sorry I yelled at you last night.
That's okay. It's no big deal.
I'm sorry I can't help you.
That's all right. Never mind.
Jim, I'm sorry I overslept.
Don't do it again.
I'm sorry I lost your book, Jim.
How could you lose that book?
I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody else.
That's okay, I look like everybody else.
I'm sorry, I have to cancel the appointment.
That's all right, another time.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice you.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot to tell him.
That's okay, you can tell him now.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
It's Jim, damn it.
I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday.
I forgot yours too.
I'm so sorry I spilled milk on your sofa.
Well, at least it wasn't beer.
Oh, I'm so sorry I wrecked your car.
What?
I wrecked your car!
You wrecked my car?
Yes!
Oh my god!
I'm sorry I forgot our appointment.
That's okay. Let's make another one.
Okay. 发现没有？
这个句子实在是太有用啦。
我们下面来为大家介绍一种新的学习方法，叫同声翻译训练法。非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 我来说中文，大家立刻翻译成英文。非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 这种方法叫翻过来，就可以在美国教外国人说汉语。我用 Jim 老师做一个实验。Jim, after I speak English, you try to translate into Chinese, and then try to imitate my Chinese, followed later.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday.非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。I'm so sorry, I forgot your birthday. 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。Wow.经过这么多遍的重复之后，在这个对语言比较弱智的人呢，也能够把汉语脱口而出。
The last thing I hear when I go to bed tonight will be 非常抱歉，我忘记了你的生日。
他说今天睡觉的时候会想起这句话。
对。
额外财富 bonus。
I'm sorry I'm so late. That's okay. It's no big deal. I'm sorry I can't come. Don't worry about it. We can get together another time. I'm sorry I can't help you. That's okay. I can just ask someone else. I'm sorry I overslept. You oversleep all the time. Don't let it happen again. I'm sorry I forgot your name. No problem. My name's Nabil. I'm pretty bad with names myself.
疯狂卖弄 Real life dialogue.
I'm sorry I'm so late.
That's okay, but next time, be sure to be on time.
Okay, I promise I won't be late again.
Unit 4.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
Isn't it a small world?
Yeah, 这个世界真小不是吗？我们来看一下举一反三 drill number one.
Isn't it a lovely place?
Number two.
Isn't she a sweet girl?
Number three.
Isn't it pleasant weather?
Number four.
Isn't it a coincidence?
Number five.
Isn't it an interesting story?
Number six.
Isn't it a wonderful idea?
Number seven.
Isn't it a strange dream?
Number eight.
Isn't it a silly question?
Number nine.
Isn't it a mystery?
Number ten.
Isn't it something?
Number 11.
Isn't it a miracle?
下面我们再次用同声翻译训练法来彻底征服一个句子叫 Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？我先讲中文，大家立刻翻译成英文。难道这不是一个巧合吗 ？Isn't it a coincidence？ 难道这不是一个巧合吗 ？Isn't it a coincidence？ 难道这不是一个巧合吗 ？Isn't it a coincidence？ 这叫做要把中文立刻翻译成英文，这是训练中国人说英语的办法。如果是训练像 Jim 这样的外国人讲中文，就要翻过来，我先说英文，接着说中文。Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗 One, two, three. Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？ Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？ Isn't 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 it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？ Isn't it a coincidence? 难道这不是一个巧合吗？ Ooh, very tiring.
I got a headache. You got to concentrate on that.
Right.
Wow.
额外财富 bonus.
I just love Beijing in the fall. I know. Isn't it a lovely place? Isn't it pleasant weather? Absolutely. It's a beautiful day today.My best friend and I have the same birthday. Isn't it a coincidence? Isn't it something? Yes, it's simply amazing. I can hardly believe it. I passed all my exams. Isn't it a miracle? It sure is. You didn't even study. It sounds like me.
Yeah, 听起来像金老师小时候。疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Kim, I never thought I would run into you in Beijing.Isn't it a small world? It sure is. What are you doing here? I'm on a business trip.
额外成就感 extra achievement. 我请金老师一口气读下去。
It's a miracle you weren't killed. It'll take a miracle to save the company from ruin. United Airlines, 联合航空公司。
Oh, 联合航空公司 is going bankrupt?
That's right. Chapter 11.
Chapter 11.
Right. Do you believe in miracles? Well, I hope they do. The car ran over the child, but by some miracle, he was unhurt. Must have been a small car.
Right. 一定是一个小小的玩具汽车。
Or a big child. Or both. That building is a miracle of architecture. He is a miracle of fortitude.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Hi, Nabil. I haven't seen you for 10 years. What are you doing here in Shanghai? I'm here to learn Chinese. What are you doing here? I'm here to learn English. Isn't it a small world? Yes, it really is a small world.
Unit 5. How is everything here?
举一反三 Drill.
Everything is okay. Everything is ready. Everything is going fine.Thank you for everything. Everything is well taken care of. Everything will be just fine. You are everything to me. Money is everything to him.
Money, money, money.
Ah, give me more.
Give me more money.
Where's my money?
Money, money, money.
All right.
Money isn't everything. Her son is everything to her. Tell me everything about it. Beauty is not everything.Everything seemed to go wrong at that moment. Everything is ready for the party. This news means everything to us. In business, timing is everything. To know everything is to know nothing. I've forgotten everything I learned at school.
下面我们请 Jim 老师从头到尾快速读一遍 as quickly as possible.
Everything is okay. Everything is ready. Everything is going fine. Thank you for everything. Everything is well taken care of. Everything will be just fine. You are everything to me. Money is everything to him. Money isn't everything. Her son is everything to her. Tell me everything about it. Beauty is not everything. Everything seemed to go wrong at that moment. Everything is ready for the party. This news means everything to us. In business, timing is everything. To know everything is to know nothing. I've forgotten everything I learned at school.
I love the last sentence. I've forgotten everything I learned at school.
I think most people can say that.
对，几乎所有的人都可以说这句话。
额外财富 bonus.
Hi, long time no see. How have you been? Everything is great. So, how are things in Guangzhou? Everything's okay. Thank you for everything. There's no need to thank me. It was my pleasure. I just got back from my trip to America. Oh, really? Tell me everything about it. Why does Jim work all the time? money is everything to him.
Yeah.
Who wrote that? I didn't write that.
Who wrote it? I said, why does Kim work all the time? Should be like, why does Lee Young work all the time? Absolutely, I can remember the sentence. Money is everything to me, to him. 疯狂卖弄, real life dialogue.
How's everything here? Everything is great. Take a seat, please. Thanks. How's everything here? Everything is great. How was your trip? Great, thanks.
Unit 6. You look so beautiful.
You look so beautiful to me.
我们来看举一反三, drill. Number 1.
You look nice.
Number 2.
You look like $1,000,000.
Is this sentence useful?
It is.
You look like $1,000,000. It's very good a compliment.
Yes.
Number 3.
You look great today.
Number 4.
You look outstanding.
Number 5.
You look terrific.
Number 6.
You look amazing.
Number 7.
I like that color.
Number 8.
What a beautiful sweater.
Number 9.
That tie looks terrific.
Number 10.
That's a very nice jacket.
我们请Jim老师从头到尾来一遍, from number 1 to number 10.
You look nice. You look like $1,000,000. You look great today. You look outstanding. You look terrific. You look amazing. I like that color. What a beautiful sweater. That tie looks terrific. That's a very nice jacket.
额外财富, bonus.
I like that color. It really looks good on you. Thanks. I don't usually wear red. I love that skirt. Where did you buy it? Thanks. I bought it at a little store by my office. You look like $1,000,000. Wow, thank you. I'm so flattered. You look good too. That tie looks terrific. Thank you. My wife picked it out. You look outstanding. Thanks. What a compliment.
额外成就感, extra achievement. 今天我们为大家送上的是一个漂亮的单词叫 terrific. How do you like terrific? How do you like this word?
It's a good word. I use it a lot.
金木老师说他经常使用. 我们来看今天为大家准备的漂亮句子.
That's terrific. We had a terrific time at the disco. What a terrific party. This food is terrific. It's the best I've ever tasted. Crazy English books are full of terrific sentences.
我喜欢这个句子. Crazy English books are full of terrific sentences.
Like this one.
Yes, 这句话本身就是一个漂亮句子. 下面看Jim老师最喜欢的句子.
How's your new job? Very challenging, but the money is terrific.
How is your new job? Very challenging, but the money is terrific. 疯狂卖弄, real-life dialogue.
Thank you for inviting me to dinner. You look so beautiful tonight. Thanks. You look great too. That's a nice suit. How have you been lately? I've been very busy. How about you? Just so-so. I'm working on a new book. What would you like to eat?
到这里第六单元就结束了, 请大家千万别忘了, 疯狂的复习, 反复的操练。
Yeah.